Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Like he has and always will, following a W, Hoosier head man Kevin Wilson will highlight the shortcomings, like a poor kick game, tackling that has to get better, tackling in spots very poor against Maryland. But he did have a rather extensive list offensively after the video of that Maryland win was graded and then critiqued.
Danfini played well, outstanding game, 5 knockdowns, playing hard, back looking like himself. Ian Thomas at tight end, 5 knockdowns in 33 plays, graded really, really high. Coming on at tight end, which is really helping our play. And I think our tight end and O-line play was the best it's been, which really helped the offense by a lot. It's the best it's been in a while. Devine Redding was really good with 134 total yards, and Tyler Nattee with 111 yards. Tyler was freshman Big Ten Player of the Week, and Marcus was the Defensive Player of the Week. I think it's the first time we had a defensive player since 2005. So, and that was and the first time we had won a Big Ten game, probably long before that. I think that was a non-conference game. So, great credit to Marcus. Appreciate his efforts. Wide receivers played hard, but nothing special. Richard Lego, his best game. Graded out extremely high. Was really great on third downs. Really great standing in the pocket. His best game by far. We have not been a team that handles success well. Going on the road is hard. Winning Big Ten games is hard. A strong challenge.
Well, it will be indeed, and I don't think there will be a real push to get them motivated for this one Saturday in Piscataway after blowing that one in the stadium to the Scarlet Knights, 55-52 last fall. They scored the game's final 22 minutes in one that's, been in the craw of a lot of people a long while. BTN at noon on Saturday. We'll have no sports talk tonight. Why? Well, we have a little exhibition men's basketball with those Flying Dutchmen from Hope College at 7. Associate head coach Tim Buckley on board with us a little bit later today. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we ring in November, ring in the 117th season of men's hoops as the defending Big Ten champion Hoosiers of Coach Tom Crean host the first of two exhibitions this week. The Flying Dutchmen of Hope College come into the Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight at 7, and then it's Bellarmine on Saturday night. You know, one thing that's been stressed in fall camp, turn up the pressure, something that associate head coach Tim Buckley and I talked about Saturday.
We have been. We've got the ability to score and play good offensively and attack downhill, but we also have the ability to defend, and I think we've got guys that can guard a lot of different positions, and it allows us to be maybe a little bit more disruptive than we've been in the past.
You know, I look at the roster, Tim, and I see a deep bench, and that's certainly going to help the cause, is it not?
It does. I think it helps, number one, in practice, because you have high levels of competition day in and day out, and then also you've got guys that when they check into the ball game, there shouldn't be a drop-off, and you want to continue to build that lead, get back in the game, or increase the lead.
Tim, you look at it, the attributes of this roster, quick, length, and size. You got a little bit of everything, don't you?
We have a little bit of everything, and I think we've got a lot of versatility too, Joe. I think that our big guys can play outside, our perimeter guys can play inside, and I think that we can run offense through our big guys with Thomas down on the block, Deron Davis, who's a newcomer. I think those guys are unselfish. I think they understand the game, and I think they find open guys, and the more that we get the ball inside, the more our shooters are going to get open opportunities, because those guys can score one-on-one down there.
And that is associate head coach of the basketball Hoosiers, Tim Buckley, who joined me during halftime of the Indiana football game last Saturday. So some, things if you're going to the game tonight to watch for and see how things develop, albeit, you know, this is just the first game. Greg Mitchell's Flying Dutchmen were 24-4 last year in Division III, made the NCAA tournament field. Big 10 plus for this one and Saturday's game with Bellarmine. I'm Joe Smith.